I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here's today's news. Well, if you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, January 13th, 2025, this panel has been canceled and you do not need to appear. I repeat, you do not need to appear. Well, Inyo and Mono counties to host a workshop on public safety and power shutoff events and the Genesis emergency alerts. Inyo and Mono County's Office of Emergency Management, in coordination with Southern California Edison, will host a community workshop to address recent power safety shutoff events and discuss the Genesis emergency alert system. The workshop is scheduled for Tuesday, January 28th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Clint G. Quilter Consolidated Office Building, which is the Inyo County Office Building in Bishop, California. Recent PSPS events in northern Inyo and southern Mono counties have prompted numerous questions from impacted communities, particularly from customers served by SCE's Bertram and McGee circuits. These circuits were frequently placed within a period of concern due to a combination of critical fuel and weather conditions. In addition to addressing the PSPS events, the workshop will provide information to attendees on the emergency alert system, including Guinness Zone, which provide tailored notifications to enhance community preparedness during emergencies. This workshop is an opportunity for residents, government officials, and businesses to learn, provide feedback, and collaborate on solutions to enhance community resilience and minimize these impacts of the PSP events. So there's more to this. Head on out to sierrawave.net. You can read the remainder of that press release. What's happening new on the roads next week? Well, in Inyo County, the North Inyo Crack Sealing will be taking place. That's on U.S. 395 from Pleasant Valley Dam to Lower Rock Creek Road. There'll be intermittent northbound lane closures as Caltrans maintenance crews crack seal the highway. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. Bishop Utility pole replacement on State Route 168 West between Otay Road and Mummy Lane. Utility crews will replace an electrical pole beginning 11 p.m. on Monday. Work is scheduled to run until 8 a.m. on Tuesdays, and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Barlow Lane shoulder closure on State Route 168 West. There will be one-way traffic between Paha Lane and Barlow Lane on Tuesday as crews replace a utility pole. Work is scheduled from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., and drivers may experience a 10-minute delay. And then North Bishop utility work will be taking place on U.S. 395 between Tusu Lane and Matlick Lane. Utility crews will be transferring wire over the highway between 7 a.m. and noon on Thursdays. Drivers in both directions may experience 10-minute delays. Topaz in Mono County Lake crack sealing will take place on U.S. 395 between Cunningham Lane and Nevada State Line. There'll be one-way traffic control as Caltrans crews crack seal the highway. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Drivers may experience 5-minute delays. And then in the Benton utility work on Highway U.S. 6, the State Route 120 East intersection, the southbound shoulder will close Thursday for utility work. Work is scheduled from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Well, what's new at Bishop Twin Theater? Well, there's two new movies. There's Homestead. It's about a former Green Beret and other survivors take refuge inside an elaborate compound when attack on America leaves the world in chaos. This movie is 1 hour and 50 minutes long. And then also playing, rated R, A Complete Unknown. It's a drama, music. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes long. It is about Bob Dylan in the early 1960s. 19-year-old Bob Dylan arrives in New York with his guitar and revolutionary talent, destined to change the course of American music. Forming his most intimate relationships during his rise to fame, he grows restless with the folk movement, making a controversial choice that reverberates worldwide. Both of these movies were reviewed by LPP, Laughing Parrot Productions, and can be seen at Bishop Twin Theater. And for showtimes and more information, guess what? Go to bishoptwintheater.com. And for more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We are the local community's news, and we thank you for listening.